الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It goes off without saying that really sending durood and salutation, it is from among us also utilizing our time properly in this dunya. It is mentioned that if even you send one durood, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal will give you in turn 10 blessings. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah. And from the proof which we've got today, to show that time itself, it is also linked with the act of worship. One day the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ayyu a'mal afdal, which deed is best? Qal, then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, As-salatu li waqtiha, salah which is done in its time, in its right timing. So from there we understand that time itself, it is very, very important. You know, it cannot be singled out, it must not be taken out from time itself. Time and the acts of ibadah, they are linked together. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to encourage doing a lot of action in the last 10 days of the Hijjah. In the Dhul Hajj or Dhul Hijjah, whatever you pronounce it, that the last 10 days of that month, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to command people to do a lot of good deeds. وَذَلِكَ فِي قَوْلِهِ, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, مَا لَأَمَلُ فِي أَيَّامِ أَفْضَلُ مِنْهَا فِي هَذِهِ. There is no any time whereby one can do good deeds better time than this time, yani this last 10 days of this month of Hajj. So this is a way to show that time itself, it is also very, very important, because this last 10 days is mentioned with time, that there are 10 days and you need them to do in that right time. So if you take the 10 days of Shawwal, it does not mention that also Laylatul Qadr, it is a specific time, we need to find it. So all this, we find that this time, it have got an impact on our ibadah. Rabi'an, and also, what we learn also from the hadith, we learn al-waqtu fi af'alin nabi, that the importance of time in the actions of none other than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أشد الناس حرصا على وقتي. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also was more wisely and spending it wisely, enthusiastic with his time. He was more observant of his time. He used not to let any time go, any moment go, except that he will be doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Strong believer, it is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, than a weak believer. This is not the part which we want. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ihris ala ma yanfa'ak." You must be zealous upon those things which benefit you, imma fi dunya or imma fil akhirah, whether in this dunya or in the hereafter. But you just have to be very, very zealous. All this will show us the importance of how the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to value his time. What is time itself? The ulama, they used to say that al-waqtu ma anta fihi. Time, it is the moment wherein you are right now. That is the time. So if you are doing it for the dunya, if you are in the dunya, then your time, you still, that it is the dunya time. وَإِنْ كَانَ بِلَأُقُبَى فَوَقْتُكَ لَأُقُبَى. If you are gone also, then your time also, it is now, your current time, it is that we will be saying that you are in the afterlife, in this after dunya. So now, the time, it is that current situation, that current position which you are in right now, that is the time. It is, of course, very hard to understand this, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to understand. In another word, وَإِنْ كُنْتَ فِي سُرُورٍ فَوَقْتُكَ السُرُورِ. If you are happy now, so your time is happiness right now. So this is the time. Whatever way we are in today, where we are in the present moment, that is our time. So we need to understand that time itself can be categorized into many, many stages in this dunya. Time in this dunya can be put into various categories. The time which we stay in this dunya. Number one, من وقت الولادة إلى زمان البلوغ وذلك خمس عشر سنة. The first stage of time, it is when your mother gave birth to unto you. The time when the mother gave birth to a baby, up to when the baby reaches 15 years. Now the second one, it is that من زمان بلوغ, from the time when you reach your maturity, إلى نهاية شباب, up to the time when youth is finished. وذلك إلى تمام خمس وثلاثين سنة, up to when you finish 35 years. Now then the third stage, من ذلك الزمان إلى اتمام 50 سنة up to when youth is finished until 50 years وذلك زمان الكهولة. That will be this time whereby we start to say that it is now old age. You are becoming mature. والرابع and the fourth stage من بعد 50 إلى اتمام 70. From the time when one reaches 50 years up to when one, if Allah give him or her a long life, reaches the age of 70, then that is the age of old age. ولا خامس and the last stage ما بعد السبعين إلى آخر الأمر فهو الزمان الهرم. Now from the old age, from now when somebody is now hitting over 70 and above, then we'll say that that is the time whereby one is regarded as he has reached this time yani of farewell. It is the time whereby of farewell. The ulama, the awliya, they used to say that whenever you reach that time, you need to pack your bags. Time is finished for you, son of Adam. Actually, some of them, they say that if only you finish your youth and your head is starting to become white, it is a symptom for you to tell that pack your bags. The time of journey to the hereafter is about to begin. So these are the stages, inshallah. In each and every stage, let me just try to share some light. The first stage, let us go to the first stage. Yani, the time from whereby the mother give birth to the child up to when the child reach maturity. That is the first stage. So that time in Hadha al-Mawsim, that time yata'allaq mu'azimuhu biwalidain, the amana or the most of the time, its responsibility is upon the parents. The parents need to understand. That's why we selected this topic also as well. And we said, let us explain to this. Because people, they think that you need to start to build your life when you become 40, which is a joker. No, they normally say that life begins at 40. But life does not begin at 40. Really, life begins when your mother gave birth unto you. That's when the life of the dunya begins. So we need to start to use that one. So we are being told that here, that in this first stage, and from the stage of your mother, when the mother gave birth to unto the child, up to when the child reach maturity, the vast of the responsibility is shouldered upon the parents. وَيُعَلِّمَنَّهُ, they must teach him, they must teach him or her. وَيَحْمِلَنَّهُ عَلَى مَصَالِحِ, they must make sure to see that the kid is attaining and his perfectness. وَلَا يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَفْتُرَى أَنْ تَعَدِيبِهِ وَتَعَلِيمِهِ, they must not rest, they must not put a break on teaching the kid, saying that he is small. There is no small in learning. The parent is responsible to make sure that the child must get two things. Number one, al-ilm, knowledge. Yani the knowledge of how to talk well, not to teach them slang, how to greet, how to yani to socialize, how to recite the Holy Quran, how to yani to sit with others and so forth. Yani the etiquette, the adab al-mu'ashara al-islamiyya. So the first one is what? It is al-ilm, knowledge. And the second one is what? It's al-adab, manners. They need to be taught manners. They need to be, you know, you need to teach them manners in these early stages. So both parents must teach the child in early childhood like that. They must teach him, number one, first thing first, al-tahara, to be pure. Verily, tahara is something which is very, very important. And you need to teach him salah, وَيَحْفِظَنَّهُ الْقُرْآنِ, and they must make sure that they will start to memorize him, the Quran. You need to start to memorize. وَيَسْمِعَنَّهُ الْحَدِيثِ, they must make sure that the child will start to listen to the hadith and start to love the hadith. وَمَا احْتَمَلَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ, and whatever knowledge you need to acquire, and whatever knowledge which is good for him, teach him or teach her to understand what is bad. What is bad and why is it bad? They need to teach him to understand what is bad and why it is bad. This is how to make sure that the time of the children is used properly. This is very, very fruitful. We need to say this in this episode also as well. We are not diverting from our topic, actually. It is very good that it come in time, because most of the majority of the parents, they wait for a kid to grow older, that when he start to develop beards, that's when they wanted to send him to madrasa. That's when they said they want to make him a hafiz of the Quran. No, it starts early. Like how we start to teach him to drink the milk, that time also we need to start to teach him the manners also as well. For verily that stage, it is the stage of planting. The stage from childhood until one reaches the age whereby we say that is a baligh. That stage, it is the stage whereby we need to make sure that we start to plant goodness in the child. If we plant good, then the child is going to be good, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. May Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal make us to understand, inshallah. In the next episode, we shall continue with the rest of the stages of life. Allah give us hidayah to practice and to understand. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Time is one of the most precious things. Let's